Today, French authorities started emptying out Europe's largest shantytown near the port city of Calais. For years, thousands of migrants have lived there in squalid conditions. They came hoping to somehow board trains and trucks passing through the port and to get to England. Instead, they're being asked to move to one of 400 resettlement centers across France, and the camp will be bulldozed. NPR Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports from Calais on the first day of the operation.
Migrants with bags and rolling suitcases began streaming out of the makeshift camp before sunrise, hurrying toward what they hope will be a better life.
Finish.
This departing resident lined up with other migrants outside of the registration center police set up a half mile away. Inside, they were asked, "Where do you want to go, Eastern or Western France?" Authorities then assigned them to a specific refugee center, where they will remain until their asylum status is decided. The French Interior Minister says 2,300 migrants, that's more than a third of those living in the camp, left voluntarily today on 45 buses for their new homes across France. Pierre-Henri Brandet is the French Interior Ministry spokesman.
On n'est pas du tout dans le mode coercitif.
He told NPR no one was being forced to leave the camp or get on the buses, at least not yet. But that doesn't mean migrants didn't feel pressure to pack up and go, says Afghan Issa Jabakhir, who was one of the first residents to leave. He asks, "What choice do I have? The police are going to bulldoze the camp." Like most migrants here, Jabakhir yearned to make it to England, but he says he's given up on that dream and hopes he'll be allowed to stay in France. Catherine Stevenach, who is with the Catholic charity Caritas, predicts the calm police experience today will be short-lived. Only those migrants who are already registered as asylum seekers in France or otherwise willing to leave moved out, Stevenach says, adding, it's likely going to be a lot tougher for police to deal with migrants who don't want to go. A few of those reluctant residents who I met were also from Afghanistan. They stood quietly around a fire, watching their campmates depart. I asked the men if they plan to join the exodus, and they say, no way. One of the Afghans hints he's already registered as an asylum seeker in another EU country, which means he likely will be deported there if he signs in with the French authorities. An Afghan teen, Sharam Behzadeh, tells me he and his friends are happy to cooperate with the French police because as unaccompanied minors, there is a good chance they will be approved for asylum.
The weather is getting cold and it will be a hard situation for them if they stay in here for a long time. So it will be good that they have now plan what they will do and where they should be, where they can start their life.
Nearby, a group of Sudanese migrants who are moving out chat happily in Arabic with Caritas worker Mariam Gurey. She gets a bit teary when it's time to say goodbye. She tells them in Arabic to keep in touch if they can. She also promises to hold on to the bike belonging to one of the men because he can't take it on the bus. Gurey says she's glad things went smoothly today, although she doesn't think the French government will be able to get rid of the camp as it hopes. She tells me it's famous the world over, and the migrants will keep coming. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Calais.